and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Like it or not, it's a Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. JD and the Bush. And we're fond of saying at this point in the show, kickoff is not that far away, right?
I thought you were going to give me an exact count.
9 hours, 59 minutes.
Oh, for the, okay, I was like, there is another game, right?
So you're not awake yet, so...
No, there is another game. It's not the one we're talking about, though. Or are we talking about it?
The Pro Bowl. Which one? Yeah, 9 hours and 59 minutes.
That's what we're here to talk about, the Pro Bowl. Yeah, who do you like? What's the over-under on the Pro Bowl? What do you think?
You know what I like about the Pro Bowl? Is that they were hitting 75-yard field goals in practice yesterday. The Ravens kicker hit one 76 yards yesterday. Are you kidding me?
And you're like, okay, I'd like to see this during the season sometime, you know?
Well, that's with no pass rush, and you know how that goes. I mean, that's just, you know, probably get back and run at it like you do with a kickoff or something like that.
Last play of a half, though, is the clock's expiring. I'd rather see that than you take a knee and go to the locker room and regroup.
I want to see him go kick just for the heck of it up in Mile High. Go to Denver and let him turn them loose and say, how far you think they go in Denver, right?
Yeah, if I'm the Broncos, I'm on notice right there with their kicking situation. Absolutely.
Okay, we've got plenty of stuff for you. This is the hype week now beginning because we have 2 weeks before the Super Bowl starts. And so this time around, what we're going to do is, well, we have a number of things for you. A couple of things. The Sports on Tap Alternative NFL Awards will be handed out this morning. So we're very excited about that. We'll tell you more about that coming up. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
See how smart the experts were last week. It's who goes off.
Do you think maybe we ought to recut that for next year?
Who goes off?
See how smart the knuckleheads are.
Well, hey, man, our defense.
Look, we've been right more than we've been wrong.
Right,
we can say
that.
Yes,
you have to look at it that way, right? Every dog has its day.
And in this case, this is something we do every week is who goes off. We try and pick at the end of the show who we think is going to go off in that day. Obviously, we won't pick one today. We'll pick one next week. But last week, we both had a chance to choose a player. I took Aaron Rodgers, and my thought process there was that the Packers have no running game. Aaron Rodgers is on fire. He's going to put it up 50 times, I think I said. And so, you know, that'll be the case. Even if they lose, he's going to put up gigantic numbers. Well, he wound up putting up decent numbers. He almost put it up 50 times, 27 of 45 for 287 yards. He almost goes for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. But he decided to wait till the second half to do all that damage or most of that damage. Well, they were down 31-0 after three quarters.
Yeah, but also to your credit, one thing you did say is forget about the passing. Rodgers is a rushing threat, and he's really going to prove that today.
Yeah.
Rodgers is probably going to have the most yards of anyone in the game. And
guess
I told
what?
You off air, you're crazy. What are you talking about? And Rodgers went off for
46
yards.
What's wrong with you? Rodgers going to run?
Right.
Yeah,
Rodgers had 46 yards, leading rusher.
Four carries for 46 yards.
Oh, he led Atlanta, too, in rushing. So Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he did.
When's the last time that's happened? Rodgers led the game in rushing. Huh? Yikes.
See, you got to be concerned if you're Atlanta. You got to be concerned if you're Atlanta. You played that Packer defense, and Devonta Freeman put up 42, and Tevin Coleman only put up 29 yards against that defense.
Against that defense,
the Patriot defense a little bit better than that.
Absolutely.
Now you chose.
I'm Tom Brady. I mean, I went with a different game, and I really went out on a limb because I'm like this Brady guy. We're gonna test the waters and see how he does in a big game situation. You know,
see how he fares.
Yeah, the AFC Championship game. So I didn't know if the whole scandal thing from earlier in the year was gonna play Jedi
finally
mind tricks on
his psyche.
Yeah, he's finally getting it back, and his confidence is little Tommy's growing up.
He gained
right in front
a little
of
bit of confidence last week against the Pittsburgh.
32 for 42, 384 yards, 3 touchdowns, threw the ball all over the place. I mean, he had himself a game, if you will, and more importantly, he introduced us to this kid named Chris Hogan. as here we are again. I mean, Danny Amendola, maybe people heard of him with the Rams for 15 minutes. Nobody ever knew who Julian Edelman was until Tom Brady came into the picture, or he entered Brady's life. Same thing with Chris Hogan. Dude, Hogan played lacrosse, JD, for 3 years. Then played football for his last year. And then here you are
that having football this, thing's working out right now.
The same number Julio Jones had. The same yet last
nine
week,
catches,
180 yards, and two touchdowns.
Man.
Expect that out of Julio? Yeah. Wow. Expect that out of Chris Hogan? What? Yeah. You seen the guy? I mean,
see, the only thing is it's kind of tipped their hand a little bit because Martellus Bennett has not been healthy. Gronk is out. Julian Edelman, you know you've got to watch. I mean, they'll throw it to him every time. They'll throw it to him every single time until you stop him. We saw that last week against Pittsburgh. I don't know how many times in a row, how many passes in a row he caught. So, you know, Danny Amendola, I'm not worried about. Lewis and White, those guys you got to worry about. But if the other thing is LeGarrette Blount, if he gets rolling. You know that guy led the NFL in all rushers for rushing touchdowns?
Yeah.
LeGarrette Blount, number one.
Well, the Patriots, you know, smarter than some teams, will, you know, pass, run the ball to get down inside the red zone. And then right when they're inside the 2 or 3 yard line, actually hand the ball off, you know, to try to get into the end zone. I mean, too many teams get crazy with these offensive schemes, and you know, we're at the half yard line. You know, let's go shotgun. What are you doing? All you're doing is backing up 7 yards.
You know who did not go off last week of all the quarterbacks that we talked about?
Russell Wilson.
Well, Big Ben Roethlisberger did not go off. 314 yards still, but you know what? They managed to almost keep him out of the end zone. He only got one touchdown out of it. 31 of 47. He put it up a lot too, even with that running game. And here's the thing: is Le'Veon Bell getting hurt in that game? Threw the competitiveness right out the window. I mean, you knew it was over the minute that he took his helmet off and put the jacket on.
Do you make anything of Roethlisberger's comments on the Pittsburgh talk show this week?
That retirement?
Maybe time.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not buying it.
Sour grapes. I'm upset we lost kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to quit.
Yeah, I'm going to quit. That's it. I've had enough. Well, if it was that easy for you and I after bad segments, we wouldn't have lasted. Show 74, 75?
This is show 73 or 74 or something like that. I'd been gone in four.
Four? After week one, third segment. I'm out of here.
He's gone after one.
I'm out of here.
Coming up next, it's going to be the Sports on Tap, or at least our first attempt at this. We'll wade into some of them. Probably not going to do all of them. The Sports on Tap Alternative NFL Awards coming at you next on KLOS. It's 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California, JD in the Bush. We do sports on tap Sunday mornings, 7 to 9. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. Appreciate that. It's it's a lot of things today. You've got the Torrey Pines event wrapping up down in San Diego. You've got the NHL All-Star Game going on at Staples Center.
Yeah.
Maybe Snoop Dogg will be asked back to do the halftime entertainment after yesterday's performance. What a jerk. I mean, honestly, man. Look, I know he's L.A. and all of that, but... Really? Mm-hmm. You made Snoop Dogg the DJ for the NHL skills competition with mom and dad and little brother and sister and families and all that kind of stuff. And what does he do? The most irresponsible thing possible. Goes out there and talks about smoking weed and dropping F-bombs and MF this and MF that. And yeah. You know, here's the thing. What did you expect when you hired that guy? What were you thinking? You know, I don't know if it's NBC. I doubt it. I don't know if it's the NHL. Somebody's fired tomorrow morning over this.
No, it wasn't NBC. Yeah, it was NHL. Well,
here's why somebody's fired on Monday morning, because of NBC. Because, they're not even waiting until Monday. I mean, somebody is on the carpet this morning over that decision. But you know what? You got to back up and say, what did you expect? What did you think you were going to get from Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, how many appearances on Sesame Street have you seen Snoop on? Right? I mean, like, some
look that up.
Some guys can be and girls can be in recording artists and then you know, mellow it down, dummy it down for children's sake, you know, do certain things like that. But it is L.A., obviously. You know, Snoop is L.A.
You can't dumb down the Snoop. No. Do they call him the Snoop? Is that correct? I don't know.
No, there used to be Snoop Lion, Snoop Dogg, Snoop D-O-double-G is what I would prefer.
Wasn't he Snoop, I'm a USC fan, until his son decided he couldn't get any playing time at SC and transferred to UCLA and then made a big deal out of burning his SC gear and putting on UCLA gear, and then his kid quit UCLA. Isn't that kind of how it went down?
Yeah, basically.
Basically?
That's basically it. And did he even transfer from SC, or did he even not get there in the first place?
No.
Who knows, man? But no, it's one of those, you know, it's one of those things. And yeah, it's just, well, honestly, hockey and rap Okay, look. You know
me.
They
go together. I'm Canadian. Like peanut butter and icicles.
You know me with that. Yeah, and there's some things you don't do. You don't play rap at a hockey game. Okay?
The NBA All-Star game is a month away.
Yes.
He's
play it there.
Perfect.
Play it
He's
there.
He's just what you. The players will be into it. The fans will be into it. The kids, the children will take the binky out of their mouth. They'll go, nope. No, they'll love him.
See, football, to me, I think you should have a few different genres. Four different genres you should go with the four major sports, all right?
Football should be rocker country.
Football should be rocker country. Yeah, you carry under what kind of thing. College, I think, should be more country because it's down south stuff. I like the rock for the NFL because more mainstream.
Yeah,
there.
I like the rock for the NFL, too. And actually, country, you're right.
Yeah, basketball should be rap. Of course, basketball's always been rap. Yeah. It should be rap. From Run DMC talking about the Knicks and whatever back in the 80s.
And your Canadian sport can have Celine Dion for your music, okay? That's what you get.
Yeah, you know, it should be rock. It should be rock when it comes to hockey. Baseball should be country.
Just wait for the fallout when NBC is done stomping all over the NFL over this horrible, horrible decision. I'm curious. I'll be searching the headlines the next couple of days to see what poor soul had to fall on their sword and say, I'm responsible for that.
For hiring Snoop Dogg to go and do that. He didn't want to play. They said, hey, will you play your radio clean edit version? He's like, yeah, I got it right here. Homie. Dog.
The Sports on Tap Alternative Sports Awards coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, I think time for a Bushka fact.
Can we play our bad songs here without the edits out of it that Stu works so hard at?
No.
Come on, homie.
No, G. Sorry. I do know of an Aerosmith song in the system that's got a couple of naughty words in it, if you want to do
I know some
like
plenty
that.
Of Guns N' Roses ones. Motley Crue, I mean, where do we go with this?
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Was that Snoop Dogg in there?
Yes, that was.
I thought I heard
that's Snoop Russian is what that was.
it's their
Snoop
Russian.
Snoopski. Snoopski on the ones and twos. All right, my brother. You ready?
Sure.
Speaking of brothers here, can you name the first brothers who both rushed for 1,000 yards in a season?
Which brothers? you're asking me.
Yes, I'm asking you.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Well, tell you what, I'm gonna blow up Snoop right now and see if he knows the answer.
On the cell phone, see if he gets an answer. In the meantime, we'll
Snoop
come back.
Snoop joins us next, right?
With the real answer on KLOS.
On the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
There's an all-new live Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show coming up on Monday at 6 a.m. And be sure to tune in just before 9 a.m. for a huge KLOS festival announcement. You won't want to miss it. And as always, if you...
Yet true.
JD?
Oh, hold on a minute. I'm texting Snoop.
No worries. Snoop D-O-double-G. I hope, right? Not D-A-W-G, not D-O-G, of course.
I don't know. I can't spell it or rap it.
It's from the LBC.
All right, what do you got, Bushka Fact?
Can you name the first brothers to both rush for 1,000 yards?
Two brothers both rush for 1,000 yards in the same season? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Not at all. I don't got that one. I don't.
All right, well, Snoopski had told me, and he knows them both because he'd partied with them, and I don't know what he means by partying, but Seahawks running back. Julius Jones.
Oh, here's why you know.
Yeah, of course. I know this one. Younger brother of the Jets, Thomas Jones.
Oh, Thomas Jones.
Yeah, back in 2006.
Okay.
First brother's most rushed for 1,000 yards.
It's funny. I probably knew more about Thomas Jones than you knew about the other one because he played for your team.
Yeah, Julius Jones. I knew Julius Jones. I was like, why the hell did we pick this guy? I don't like him. You know, and that's just the one good season he had.
Why was he hanging out with Snoop Dogg?
I don't know what it was. It was just, honestly, the bottom line is they had signed him to bring in and replace Sean Alexander. And Alexander was much better. Yeah, so I was like, bring back Sean. Where's right. Ricky Waters?
Coming up on the program, been promising this for a couple of minutes. We'll break into it here, at least the first few categories anyway. It's the Sports on Tap Alternative NFL Awards next on KLOS. Back to the beginning for Aerosmith, Dream On. You know, I read something about that, just a quick music tip. I read something that Steven Tyler's father was a musician and that he used to play in the room where his dad had the piano and he remembered his dad playing something like that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Something his dad used to play on the piano and he turned it into a pretty successful song, I'd say. JD in the Bush with you on KLOS 7:30. Well, that means we're doing Sports on Tap 7 to 9 on Sunday mornings. And time now for us to do the Sports on Tap Alternative NFL Awards. We've got some beauties for you, too. These are not the typical who's the rookie of the year, who's the coach of the year. We've been over that. right?
If we haven't, the rest of the NFL will.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
You know, awards are all going to get doled out.
So here's our first category. Number one, best athlete in a dramatic role. Best athlete in a dramatic role. And your nominees are Colin Kaepernick in his one-knee salute during the play of the national anthem. Tony Romo telling the press that Dak Prescott is the Cowboys quarterback. And Odell Beckham Jr. versus the kicking net. Who do you suppose? What are you gonna vote for there as the best athlete in a dramatic role category?
See, the Beckham one, is he the actor or is he the supporting actor? I think the net's the real star.
I think the net was the star. The first one where the net hit him in the face.
Yeah. But then he later got down and proposed.
Another category. We'll get into that later. So that one's out.
Yeah, so that one's going to be out.
Your team is the one that broke Tony Romo's back, made him cry at his press conference, say, Dak Prescott's the quarterback of the Cowboys now.
Yeah, like that, too. And then what was funny, too, is when Romo, you remember, was healthy and cleared to come back week, I don't know, 13, 14, he had to basically come out and say it again, too, that this is Dak's team. I'm here to ride as a backup. And you could tell it was so hard to say. It's just like your mom making you eat something you don't want to eat.
I hope he dies in a plane crash.
Shoving it down. Yeah. So I would say the winner for me that hits home with me being a proud veteran would have to be Mr. Colin Kaepernick. Takes a knee, doesn't want to support the country. The national anthem. Everybody has their ways and their reasons, and he gave us that real great detailed explanation, followed by what the new President Trump thought about it.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country.
Maybe he should find a country that works better for him. Let him try. It won't happen.
All right, the Donald joining us this morning.
I'll tell you what, man, we've got a different kind of president in the White House now. Yeah. This is going to be an interesting ride over the next couple of years. That is, if you stay in the country, a lot of people, I understand, are still trying to deport themselves.
We're trying to get into Canada. Yeah, the list is long. We ain't having you. Turn around.
All right, how about this one? How about the top trick play of 2016? Here's your category, or your nominees. You ready? Mm-hmm. Dez Bryant's reverse turns into a TD pass to Jason Witten. Remember that one?
I do.
That was a beauty.
Yep.
Big Ben with a fake spike turns into a TD pass to Antonio Brown, who I think twerked after that catch. Am I saying that in the proper?
Yeah.
He twerked? Twerked.
Twerk, 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 twerk.
That's
twerk.
A knee.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He did.
And then number three, Doug Baldwin's TD pass back to Russell Wilson. Now, don't be a homer here. Well, that's hard. Look at that look. Oh.
No, you know what? I am going to say that it's the Russell Wilson one because it's out of the norm. It's the first time Baldwin's thrown the football. All right, so Baldwin takes that turn.
I didn't know that.
Throws, and Russell Wilson goes and catches.
I didn't know that.
I like the other ones. I like what Big Ben did, and it shows that the Cowboys were caught sleeping.
Here's the thing with, but the Dez Bryant thing, here's why I'm going to vote for the Dez Bryant thing, because, number one, I've never seen Dez Bryant throw a pass. Didn't know he could throw a pass.
Right.
Number two, I didn't know he was left-handed. So when he was swinging out that way, there's no way he's going to throw. Oh, wait a minute, he's left-handed.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's, like I said, that's a great one, too. When somebody's doing something that they don't normally do, that's where it gets pretty cool. So I was I was going to say one you and I talked about a little bit when I was at the Seahawks-Rams game when they wore the highlighted all-green uniform when John Ryan took that fake punt up through the middle and then suddenly fumbled it himself with nobody around him, tried switching hands and bobbled it all over the place. And as he was slowing up to go for it, just got laid out because his focus wasn't there and he had to go to the hospital and you lost your punter for the rest of the game. I remember that one too. So, oh man, no one to slide, man. No one to take a seat.
All right. More of the Sports on Tap Alternative NFL Awards are coming your way. It's 95.5 KLOS. Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Good morning. JD in the Bush. We do Sports on Tap on Sunday mornings, and we're going to get to, we still have a bunch of fun stuff to get to. Football sayings that sound dirty but aren't. We've got a list of those. We've got a long list of those, actually, don't we?
I've got a short list, actually, of football sayings that sound dirty that really are. So I think it's different than your list.
So is it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to compare those. I've got a list of things to talk about with the Clippers first, but I'm also seeing this. Because this came over last night, and he's been talking loud for a long time. Conor McGregor says that he's going to pass on the next UFC fight for boxing. He says he wants to fight Floyd Mayweather, and Mayweather is scared S-less. He says Floyd Mayweather is scared to death of him. Somebody needs to tell Conor McGregor that you can't take Floyd down to the mat if you're going to box. Okay?
Right.
That means you have to stay on
stand
your feet
up
and strike.
And
anybody remember him fighting a guy by the name of Nate Diaz?
Yeah, he lost.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
Good luck trying to land a punch that even hits Mayweather. He's one of the best defensive fighters I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Is the guy just gets the shoulders up and the arms up, and everything is a glancing blow. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Conor McGregor, as we learned in the Diaz fight, likes to really run his mouth. He really likes to talk. So, you know.
Well, you have to in that sport. I mean, it comes
along. Because it's just you. There's no teammates.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't have this. Well, maybe you have a big marketing budget behind you, you know, but it is you. It's you're right. Who else are you going to rally, right. you know, behind? You have to have that tough kind. Can you imagine being a stud UFC person, doesn't like to talk? No, I'm just here. I respect my opponent. We'll go out and see what happens.
Actually, no, I can't.
So call my friend Snoop Dogg.
I guess he's doing exactly what he has to do. Yeah, Snoop Dogg, the center of entertainment for the NHL and their All-Star game going on later on today. But the NBA's All-Star game is coming up in about a month. So, let's talk NBA for just a second.
Absolutely.
Steph Curry drops 43 on the clip show, including a 50-footer from half court at halftime. Honestly, they should have just got at halftime, should have just got on the bus and gone back to the airport.
How many points did the Clippers lose by?
Well, listen, it was 144-98. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was the final score. They were down by 21 or 22 at halftime, and then they gave up a 45-point third quarter.
Yep. And when you lose by 46 and you're down by 21 or 22 at halftime, and the second half is 5 points worse than the first half. See, that's not like, you know, you came back but fell short. You got blown out. It got away from you at the end.
Oh, by the way, that 45 points was just the third quarter. They give up 45 points in a quarter.
Yeah. So Steph Curry finished with 43.
Yeah.
Right? And you lost by 46. So Clippers, let's put it this way. Take away all the greatness Steph Curry had yesterday, and you still lost by three if he didn't even play.
There you go. Takes Steph Curry away, and that's what happens.
Steph Curry doesn't literally show up, okay? Steph's hanging out with the fam his 43 away, and you still lose by three, and Steph Curry didn't play. So tough sledding. Now, look, I know Chris Paul isn't there.
Right.
He's out. He's injured and stuff, but really?
They're not right. I mean, Paul Pierce is coach's
decision, I think.
You still
shouldn't
have lost
by 43 points. 43 points, to lose by 46.
But I mentioned Paul Pierce here just a second ago and why he's not on the roster. I don't know. Other than just to bring him home. But is Carmelo Anthony the next washed-up NBA star to come play for the Clippers?
That's a great point.
Phil Jackson has worked his magic to the point to where, and a lot of people think it's unfair what he's doing to Carmelo Anthony. Melo's out in the media the last couple of days saying that the drama surrounding him and the Knicks is, quote, mentally draining and mentally fatiguing. This is exactly what Phil is trying to do to you. Don't you understand? Have you not seen pictures? Don't you know this guy, Phil Jackson? This is exactly what he's doing, is trying to get in your head to make you miserable so that you'll accept a deal and go somewhere else. Well, the only problem with the Clipper deal is the Clippers don't want to give Phil what he wants, and that's a draft pick or a couple of draft picks. He doesn't want any of these players because he doesn't want their salaries. He's tired of trying to get rid of Carmelo's salary. But you know what? If he does waive that trade clause, he still gets a $10 million bonus. So he gets paid.
Yeah, and of the players you'd want in a Clipper trade, the big three, L.A. is not going to part with DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul, or Blake Griffin.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So
what they want to give you is DeAndre Jordan. Not DeAndre Jordan. Austin Rivers could be somebody that could go if he can talk the coach out of letting his kid go. No, Jamal Crawford is the one that the Clippers would like to give away, but he's got, what, 3 more years left on that deal? About $22 million?
Yeah, Jamal.
They're not taking that money. Because what are you doing? You're getting rid of Melo's money and taking on that money, so that's not going to work either. So, I don't know. This is the most likely place for him to go if he goes at all.
Well, I would say, the Clippers should probably offer up that white dude who sits at the end of the bench. Every team has one that has a man bun, okay, that goes, and we don't really know who. God damn, is he European? What is he?
I
can't tell what it is.
No, the other Johnson.
Everybody's got one, you know. Where the hell did he play? Northeastern Iowa Tech? My God, he's 8'3". No wonder he's in the NBA, but I never see him play. Gets out there for the last 7 seconds, you know. I mean, that guy, serve him up.
All right, still to come, football sayings that sound dirty and aren't. And we have got a bunch of these that we have scribbled down for you. We're going to share those with you. Drew Sherman has got the Raiders have got an interesting story out there. They're saying they're only going to pay $1 a year for rent on their new palace in Las Vegas. So Drew Sherman, our Raider expert, will join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 95.5 KLOS Sports on tap. What's he doing? That's the nosiest operator ever, isn't
it? Not Snoop Dogg. He's trying to read. Can't get the connection again. Snoop? Yeah, double G.
It's 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with
what are you doing, FU?
JD in the Bush.
Never understood that one. I hate my nephews.
Yeah, well, we keep talking about, we keep bringing up Snoop Dogg because he was the featured entertainer DJ at the NHL Skills Competition for their All-Star Weekend celebration over at Staples Center. Decided, yeah, let's go ahead and drop some F-bombs and let's smoke weed on everybody.
Yeah, and he played his dirty records. Hey, play the clean version. I got you. How's this for clean? Yeah. That is clean for him.
Yeah,
and,
for him it is.
Hey, how about the hit? Too. How about the Biebs getting laid out when they had a skills cut? Yeah, Justin Bieber got cross-checked by Chris Pronger, face up against the glass and everything like that.
Really?
He did. He got bullied by him, pinned in the corner and stuff. Bieber's face like that. Yeah, perfect picture and photo out there.
Thousands of 12-year-old girls are screaming in fear. Yeah. The Biebs face.
Well, Chris Pronger, one of the tougher guys out there, and he's like, ah, I got this guy finally. When am I ever going to get a chance to lay this guy
kidding,
out without going to jail?
Really?
Yeah,
right.
He just pressed Bieber's face.
I don't get it. He hangs out with people. I see him with all. Like, didn't he walk in the ring with Floyd Mayweather?
Oh, he's done that, yeah.
Does he pay?
I don't know.
Is he paying? Like, he was on that. Remember the whole Odell Beckham, boys went down in the boat? Yeah. He was on that boat.
Yeah, he was on that boat.
I think he
Johnny
pays.
Johnny Manziel goes along with him as well.
I'll give you 10 grand if you let me come with you. 10 grand. Okay, I'll give every one of you 10 grand. You think?
Or maybe.
Why would you want to hang out with that 14-year-old loser?
Okay, well, I want to say.
He's probably older than that.
No,
now,
I want to say Biebs is 21 now.
Oh, is he over 21?
He's 21.
He's got to be because they're letting him in the bars,
right? He's 20.
Or is he just by the bar?
He's 21 and he brings a lot of tail with him, you know? And by doing so, you don't think those athletes, they love all that right, stuff. Okay. It's for the girls, dude.
You just made it made sense for me. Okay, that's fine. I get it.
Come on,
I've been married for a long time, I guess.
Girls, you know, so the entourage that comes along with you. That's why I'm doing it.
Football sayings that sound dirty. Rob and I were sitting around one day and decided this might be funny. So here we go. Are you ready?
I've never been more.
First one. Sometimes he tries to squeeze into the too tight a spot.
I've heard that one. Absolutely. How about you got to just shove it right in the seam?
It's all about the penetration.
That's the second time he's gone all the way tonight. Loving it.
Second time tonight.
Yes. I think that was a Viagra commercial.
Sometimes you just have to pound it in there.
Balls, you know, down to the ground.
Listen, this is all stuff you've heard in every play-by-play game you've ever watched. Yes. Every one of these.
Yeah, we've all got them. Yeah, we'd love to hear yours as well. A quest for the ball.
The straight man just couldn't get the ball in time.
He pump fakes and he puts the ball only where the other guy can get it.
Oh,
see, that's being unselfish right there. Well, it is. Nothing worse than a selfish, you know.
He's got the best hands around.
What you and I'd say when we hang out on Friday, we're desperately looking to score. Score what can mean a bevy of things, right?
You have to fight for every inch. Have we lost the license yet? Are we fired yet?
No, FCC is closed on weekends.
Okay. Oh, they're closed on Sunday morning. Okay, good. Yeah. All right, more
go satellite
football
radio.
Sayings that sound dirty on the way. Also, Drew Sherman to help sort out the latest drama with the Raiders. Coming up, Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Hello.
Hey, Jonesy.
Hello.
Listen, remember when I told you we're going to start replaying Jonesy's Jukebox at night?
Yeah.
Right, Monday to Thursday, 11 to 1?
Yeah.
You're pretty excited, right?
You know it. Yeah.
Great. Listen, I need a quote from you for the press release.
Listen to me.
Okay. What else you got?
Listen, you fools.
I think I like the first one.
Jonesy's Jukebox. Now, replaying Monday to Thursday night, 11 to 1, on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
I'm sure you've woken up in the morning and you think, God, I wish I could get a good night's sleep. I didn't sleep well, it was too hot or I was too cold. That's a sign right there that you need it.
Thanks for joining us, JD in the Bush, Sunday mornings here on 95.5 KLOS. All right, coming up directly, we got Drew Sherman, who's basically he's the show's attorney, but he's
our personal attorney.
Yeah, and that, but he's also Raider aficionado around here. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders have made some kind of ridiculous proposal saying they're only going to pay $1 in rent at the new place, the new palace that they're going to build them on the Strip in Las Vegas. We'll see what all that's about. Also, more of the Sports on Tap Alternative Awards coming up. We'll be right back.
fruit right off of the tree. When God gets a rush, cause the six days are just too rough, I can only pray to them forget about me. All we can get to work, I'm a woman and man, pressure and time, then I'm gonna get mine. All we can get to work, I'm a woman and pressure and time, then I'm gonna get mine.
Long Beach, it's Rival Sons on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
Sports on tap with J.D. in the Bush.
Long
Thanks
Beach.
For being with us. Yeah, that's right. They're your neighbors, aren't they?
Well, you know who's also from Long Beach, Snoop D-O-double-G. Oh. He was at the skills contest yesterday.
And yeah, I understand that Snoop Dogg. Who picked Snoop Dogg to come be the DJ for the NHL's?
Hockey.
They're idiots.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's get the show's attorney on here because I'm sure there's legal stuff to talk about with this as well.
I want
to
see Blake Shelton show up at the NBA All-Star game and jam and get out there and stuff when they're expecting right during the dunk contest. I want to see Blake get out there with his guitar.
I'm a member of a country club. Country music is what I love.
Country for baseball, okay? Chicks love baseball. Chicks love country. Give me rock for football and hockey. Give me rap for basketball. Period. Thank you. I'm a creative. So, genius. I'm out of here.
Pot drew up here, if you would, Dave. Mr. Sherman, I'm sure by now you've heard of Snoop Dogg's performance yesterday, dropping F-bombs and Let's Smoke Weed songs all over the place yesterday. If I'm an irate parent, can I go after this guy? Can I get some money?
Can you go after Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
No, it's art. It's freedom of
it's
speech.
Art.
If anything, they're going to go after, you know, the NHL. And,
wait, hold on. Go after the NHL.
Yeah, almost definitely.
I'm trying to make money. Screw you and your freedom of speech over there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make some cash over here.
Well, of course, it's the NHL All-Star event. I mean, it's the NHL that's putting this on.
Right.
They have the responsibility to make sure that whoever they're putting on is going to be doing something that's not going to offend the sensibilities of the general public. Snoop Dogg, he's just an artist. And let me tell you something.
All of a sudden, I'm much more offended, I have to say that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We weren't even there.
Yes, I was.
Listen, let me tell you something. Snoop Dogg, whether he's playing the NHL All-Star game, whether it's a bar mitzvah, Snoop Dogg transcends time and space. He could play anything, anywhere. He's a showman. I'm sorry. I take him anywhere.
Okay. All right.
The NHL All-Star.
He must be a Raider fan, right? Is he a Raider guy? Is that why?
Actually, I think he's a Steelers fan. But I think he's also a Raiders fan.
How's he a Steeler fan? He's from here.
Huge Steeler fan, yeah.
All right, enough about Snoop Dogg already, for God's sake. We said Snoop Dogg on this radio station more times than the entire guy's been on the planet.
You started it.
It's because of his faux pas at the NHL. So you're saying I need to go after the NHL. All right, good. I'm going to make a little note here. We'll sue NHL on Monday.
So no, that's good to know. So when JD and I say something, if let's say it makes it on the air because, you know, Dave is snooping over there in the corner, hotboxing, right, and it doesn't get dumped, then they can't come after us. Oh, yeah, I brought up hotboxing. I went back there. They can't come after us. It'd be the station because it's the station's fault for putting us on.
Turn his microphone off. Turn it off. Turn the microphone off.
That's a little different because you're dealing with the FCC rules there, gentlemen. You know what the rules are.
All right, I got to ask you about this. The Raiders have proposed to only pay $1 in rent in their new palace in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Are they already trying to get out of their deal? This kind of sounds like old Al Davis tricks here. What do you mean they're only going to pay $1 in rent?
No, actually, it's what they need to do. And I love when that music comes on. I think that the world should have a theme song, and every Sunday morning, that should be the theme song. It just fires me up. I love it. But anyway, it's actually what they have to do because they cannot pay the Las Vegas, the stadium authority, essentially the municipal board that is overseeing this, that is going to be giving them the money from the bonds. They cannot, that board cannot earn revenues essentially from the stadium. It's got to be something independent.
So it's a tax issue. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's a tax issue?
It's definitely a tax issue because they want to keep it as a government type of bond. If they start earning revenues, it's going to cross over into kind of like a private sector thing and
okay.
the tax ramifications are going to be detrimental.
What you're saying then is the Raiders are helping the process.
Oh, most definitely. And the difference is, like, because obviously people compare it to in the Niners up in Santa Clara and how much they pay in rent. They pay, I think, like $20 million or something like that.
Well, they're about to get kicked out of there. They're suing each other up there, Santa Clara and the 49ers. That's a mess.
Kaepernick.
Exactly. And that's because they don't own the land. See, the Raiders are actually going to buy the land, which is super smart,
smart
for them to do. And the money coming in is just going to be to build the stadium. That's where the Raiders are not going to have an interest in building the stadium. That's where the rent, the dollar rent thing comes into play.
You know, the Raiders can allocate those dollars, literally single dollars, in better establishments, I think, in Vegas. And still the best ad I've seen is the strip club down there offering Raider players lifetime lap dances as long as you play for the Raiders.
See,
you're here with the duration of the team.
It's already started. Roger Goodell is shaking his boots going, no, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it.
Do you get like a card or something, like a punch card every time you come in, and once you're kicked off the team?
Why
you
would
get
Drew
card
know
back?
Why would he know that? Oh, he doesn't probably go into strip clubs.
No, the punch cards are only for when you go for the buffet lunch, but you know, that's a different story, and we'll just skip over that one.
Yeah, we'll skip right to the next story is what we're going to do here.
you and I are doing lunch Wednesday, Drew.
Tostitos.
I love it.
I don't want to know where. Tostitos has come up with a great idea, or have they?
Chips.
They've got a bag of chips that you can buy now, and apparently it's a $10 bag of chips, but it's got a steering wheel on the front of it. And if you're hammered and you're getting ready to drive, you blow into this bag, and it'll either turn into a red steering wheel and tell you, no, eat more Tostitos, don't drive, or it turns green and says you're good to go. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have. This is just asking for trouble. I mean, I hope it comes in Cool Ranch, too, but, you know... But, oh man, Tostitos, you are asking for trouble with this kind of stuff, because if something gets messed up and it doesn't do the right color and somebody gets really injured, you know, they're going to be into a lot. They're going to be in a few lawsuits, I would imagine.
You know what? I'm in a real litigious mode this morning, because I'm thinking right away that if I blow into that bag and it says green and I get pulled over and go to jail, then I'm going after Tostitos. Is that right?
Oh, of course you are, and especially if somebody gets hurt because of your driving skills. So your driving skills aren't that great anyway. But especially if you've been drinking, you know, if somebody gets hurt, that Tostitos is going to be definitely part of that lawsuit. It's the deep pocket. It is a no brainer whatsoever. They're going to be on that lawsuit. I don't know what they're thinking over there.
They're crazy.
Whoever owns Tostitos, but that's crazy.
And here's the thing: I don't get to, if I'm trying to find a way, because let's just say I'm one of those guys. If you need help removing your ankle monitor without actually being detected, you know, call me. Okay, give us a call here or tweet me at the KLOS.
Boy, you got skills, man.
I got mad skills. Well, so does Snoop D-O-double-G, because we're both from the LBC.
Stop with the Snoop Dogg already.
Here's an idea. When you get to the party people, blow in the damn bag right away. It's going to be green. Then you start drinking, okay? Then there's a... How long does this thing stay green? But here's the cool thing I do
not
like.
Not sure it's, I understand that logic
up,
either.
They're teaming up with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Drew, and there is a $10 code for Uber, because it says call Uber if you're hammered with. They give you a $10 code to help get home safely. So,
you know what, Drew,
that's at least nice. It's a good idea in theory.
You need to just give out your numbers. Say if you get busted for DUI after you blew in a Tostitos bag,
you got to pay for sales
call
first.
Drew.
Careful.
Listen, I need to do that, because Bush is obviously going to keep me well employed for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fine.
Life, man.
That's true. Got to pay for that.
Well, yeah, he's handled 3 divorces and a couple of paternity tests for me and everything.
And you've got to pay for that Batmobile that you drive around LA too. So take care of that. All right, Drew. Very good. Good stuff today. Thanks very much.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
We have 2 people we're going to talk about suing after the show. I'll call you later.
And go get some chips.
Okay. Let's rock the box. It's 95.5 KLOS. Foo Fighters on 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush happens 7 to 9 on Sunday mornings around here. And we're a week away from the Super Bowl. We're hours away from, I guess, the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Game, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be torn. I don't know what I'm going to watch.
Stop it.
I'm going to go watch a movie. I heard that Split movie is pretty good today. You see
no,
that?
Don't you? Listen, you're Canadian and you're a hockey guy. I mean, don't you like what? I think that it's 3-on-3. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Right?
Those, yep.
And
correct.
That makes it more entertaining.
No, it does
it?
Make it more entertaining. And really, overtime got better in the NHL because what mm-hmm. they'll do now is 3-on-3 for overtime. They'll give you 5 minutes.
Yeah, I like
and,
that.
Because it used to be 5-on-5, nobody'd score in overtime. You'd go to the shootouts. People want to see the shootouts. But when you make it a 3-on-3, it's much
it's
harder.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's much more fun and you know difficult to be able to do. I'll watch a little bit, mainly because, you know, me being from up by Vancouver, the Canucks suck, you know, honestly. And their all-stars are not even all-stars. They're like, what? Really? They got a set of Swedish twins, the IKEA boys, you know, that are like 65 years old that shouldn't be playing hockey anymore. I'm just embarrassed. Canada went 0-for-7, didn't even make
You'd rather
the
talk about Gonzaga,
year.
Right?
Well, I'd much rather talk about my Zags. Absolutely be a numero uno.
Let's get away from that. No, it's the Sports on Tap Alternative NFL Awards. You ready for some more of that?
I am ready for more of the Alternative Awards.
How about this one? Best Touchdown Celebration. Antonio Brown does the butt twerk in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Odell Beckham Jr. makes up with the kicking net. Remember, he gave it a hug and kissed it after he scored a touchdown a couple mm-hmm. weeks after getting mashed in the face by it. And Ezekiel Elliott jumping into the Salvation Army bucket.
Oh,
which one
close.
Of those three do you like
see,
for best touchdown
the twerking
celebration?
One, a lot of people do that. See, the twerking doesn't do anything for me because
I agree.
People have often, I've been walking down the street and people go, my God, you look like a white Antonio Brown. Great ass, you know, can you twerk it for me a little bit? And I've taken pictures of people, you know, tourists and stuff, you know, down at like Japanese tourists.
When you're cruising Hollywood Boulevard?
Well, no, just down at Disneyland. You know, I do that for the kids and twerk for
that's
them.
That's right, so Orange County.
I'm too much like Antonio Brown and AB anyway, so I wouldn't go that route. The Odell Beckham thing, I think we've seen him mature and grow up right before our very eyes after fighting the kicking net and then basically making sweet love to the net on the sidelines there, and then proposing to the net. You know, he did it backwards.
Did.
Aren't you supposed to propose first
and then
do the deed after you're done? But Odell Beckham does his own thing and party. So I'm going to go the Salvation Army pot because I'm a giving guy,
very good.
And that was very nice of Ezekiel Elliott. Did you see how much the donations went up with that too?
Like through the roof.
Oh, through the roof.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
people
crazy.
Just went down.
People
responding
to that.
Good, so good for him. So it was actually a cool thing. Was it premeditated, though? I mean,
think of jumping in there? I don't think so.
It was right there.
He ran up the middle.
Line.
It was there, and he jumped in it. He's a kid.
Yeah.
Top NFL meltdown of 2016. Top NFL meltdown. Bill Belichick trashing his tablet.
Oh, boy, that doesn't sit well with me.
Well, this one won't either. Richard Sherman fighting with his own teammates on the sideline.
In which game? It actually happened twice.
Which game?
It happened twice. It happened at the Rams game and it happened earlier in the year, too.
And number three, Odell Beckham Jr. versus the kicking net. Boy, he's just all in. He is the most nominated guy in the
Odell
Alternative
Beckham
Awards
Jr.
today.
Yeah, he's all in.
So he's out, I don't think.
Yeah, and the Belichick one, that is kind of funny, you know, because A, you never see him show any emotion.
Right.
Okay, but B, it's wrong with me because Microsoft is my brand, man. Microsoft from Seattle owner of the Seahawks and Paul Allen there, and my brother works up there, so I get free Microsoft Surfaces. I love those things. I hate iPads. I won't touch an iPhone, anything with it, because of loyalty things. So when you smash that, you're taking it out on me, and I personally got a problem with Belichick.
Personal affront.
If he would have broken iPad, I'd have been like, yes, but don't touch the Surface, okay? It's got a stylus, for crying out loud. Come on. Folds over different ways. Yeah, it does. An iPad can't do that. Shut up.
So
are you,
does this
are
mean
you an iPad boy?
Are you being a homer here? Are you going for your guy again? Is
no,
it Richard
I'm not,
Sherman?
It's
Richard. Is it? It's Richard Sherman, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's happened more than twice.
He does win the Meltdown Award because he did fight with his teammates twice in the same year.
But if you look at the other Meltdown, too, I mean, Sherman got into it with a reporter, said he's going to take his credentials from it. The Seahawks had to say, Richard, you don't issue media credentials.
Have we done the weirdest sideline moment? Did we do that one?
Oh, we haven't done that one. I'm sure Odell Beckham Jr. is in that one, too, right?
As a matter of fact, he is. Weirdest sideline moment? No, we'll do that one coming up here in just a little bit. A couple more of these for you before we get done this morning. And more football sayings that sound dirty but aren't. It's 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap.
Ready? The big game is...
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Is that Snoop Dogg in there?
It is. Snoop D-O-double-G, baby. Well, this was Snoop Pirate. Okay, is what it is. But that's when he was going through. Yeah, that's when Johnny Depp came out with his Pirates of the Caribbean thing. You know, that Snoop decided to go through that phase. But he's back now. He's Snoop D-O-double-G. But it is Snoop Pirate you hear in the backgrounds on the vocals here. I got a fact for you here.
That's right over my head, man. That's like a
It's new pirate?
ICBM, no idea what you're talking about.
That's okay. No worries about it. That's hey, I'm here for another 20 minutes.
I'll look it up when we get off the
yes,
air.
Please. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
The MVP of Super Bowl 35 was passed over because think about it. When somebody wins a Super Bowl, hey, what are you going to do next? We've heard that all the time, right? This MVP was passed over for the traditional post-game Disneyland commercial. Do you know who? Do you know why they passed him over?
Super Bowl 35. Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, there you go. There's a fact. Don't need to tell you.
All right, thanks very much. All right. More music and sports on... No, we'll tell you as soon as we're done with this. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Believe where we left off was the Bushka fact.
No, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Incredible. The pirate's life for me.
Yeah.
Wow, I never thought of it. I actually know one of the Bushka facts. This is great.
There you go.
I'll just let you take over from here.
And I got this one actually from Snoop Pirate. Here, what he said is the MVP of Super Bowl 35. He was passed over for the traditional post-game Disneyland commercial. Hey, what are you going to do next? Who was it and why?
Somebody that they didn't want to say, I'm going to Disneyland to kill people.
Absolutely. We're talking about Ray Lewis. Despite being the MVP of that game, Ray passed over for the traditional post-game Disneyland commercial because he was involved in a recent murder. You know, investigation.
There's some kind of murder investigation where he and his friends were involved and somehow mysteriously.
Murder was the case that they gave me. That's what the Snoop's actually got a song called Murder Was the Case That They Gave Me. That's shocker, right?
Did they just pass on the Disneyland thing that year, you think? They just not give it to anybody? Couldn't they give it to Joe Flacco? Hey, Joe Flacco, you just won the Super Bowl. You're not the MVP.
It was Trent Dilfer at that time.
Know what? You're right, because that's what, 16 years ago? 35.
16 years ago. Yep. So you're talking way.
Yeah, that's before Joe Flacco.
That was Trent Dilfer was the quarterback when people said if Trent Dilfer can win a Super Bowl, anybody can because you won it on that defense. That was like 2000, I think it was. The year it was, it's crazy when that was, man. But you're talking a long time ago. Okay, can you imagine though being the Disneyland execs, the ABC and the Disney people? Oh God, he won it. No, don't ask him. anybody but Ray.
All right, let's rock the box. We still have football sings that sound dirty but aren't. And more of the Sports on Tap Alternative Awards coming up on KLOS. It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. There's a little Tom Petty for you there. Actually, that's Tom Petty without the Heartbreakers, is what that one is from Full Moon Fever.
Wow.
Running Down a Dream.
Was his heart not broken at that time? Was he in love?
Well, actually...
Did he have the Heartbreakers once he got dumped?
Mike Campbell, who is the principal Heartbreaker, besides Tom, he is all over that album. He's the guitar player and co-writer and all that stuff. So it's still Tom and Mike Campbell, which is mostly the Heartbreakers, if you ask me.
That's cool. You think the band came to Tom? Tom's like, hey, we got a side name that we want to use with your name. It's what? We're the Heartbreakers. Can you say... Petty's like, Tom Petty? And like, yeah, I mean, how do you think that whole conversation
I'm sure it went down just like that.
You think so?
Yeah,
absolutely.
But that was it. Yeah.
Or
hey, man, we're the Heartbreakers.
Or is Tom like, I'm Tom Petty, and you're all a bunch of good-looking dudes. You probably break hearts. We'll call you that. Did Tom make
it's
the
probably,
shot?
It's probably more like, dude, the name of your band, Mudcrutch, is lame. How about if we just go with Tom Petty?
They were called Mudcrutch?
That was an old band of his that he's back doing again, actually. He's back out doing Mudcrutch again now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one of the many reasons I hang out.
Why you tune in here? That's right. A little musical accompaniment, maestro.
Hey, can you play Mudcrush for me, Hicks?
There's probably some in there, but maybe I'll play you some on the way home. How's that?
Thank you.
All right, football sings. We're a week away from the Super Bowl. Football sings that sound dirty but aren't. You ready?
I am, Mudcrush.
The things that they can stuff into that kind of space is amazing.
He scores on the end around.
He's going deep. Oop. And it popped right out.
I thought he got it off, but it came right back in his face.
Oh, and they get him from behind.
Another illegal block in the back.
That's the first illegal touching of the night.
They sure are scoring easily tonight.
This is junior high school juvenile, I want you to know.
That's
all right. It's us.
It's our audience this early in the morning, right?
Well, they sure are scoring easy tonight. Or did you already say that one?
No, you said that one.
Okay.
The backfield is in motion.
Well, when you're under a 300-pound center, that's what happens.
The slot man just couldn't get there in time. Nothing worse than a late slot guy, huh?
I'm sure he'll be coming out early.
Hate it when that happens. There's a number you can call. People can help for that now. You know that, don't you?
It's all over television.
Yeah.
They get a pill for that.
I know. Just think of stuff, right? Stuff you don't like.
He sees the hole and he gets right up in there. Must be Ezekiel Elliott they were talking about probably that time.
It just squirted right out of there. Oh. JD's getting red over there. You okay?
I can't read anymore. Yeah, he came ready to play tonight.
Sometimes you have to just stay in one position.
Oh, boy. I think one position is probably one position too many.
Oh, who likes that?
Still to come on the program, we're doing our alternative NFL awards. Have three or four more of those categories coming up for you on 95.5 KLOS. It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on tap Sunday mornings, 7 to 9. You know, have you seen where Lego has done their own video version of Dancing in the Streets, the old Mick Jagger and David Bowie thing that they did for Live Aid in 1985. Yeah, Lego. Lego's done their own version of that. I wonder if it's cooler than the original. A little music, if you please, Maestro. We're needing a lot of that this morning because we're doing the Sports on Tap Alternative NFL Awards for you this morning. And we got a couple categories here before we get out the doors. We're doing Breakfast with the Beatles. Chris Carter standing by from Malibu today. Hey.
Ooh, Malibu yesterday. Love it.
Best play as time expires in 2016, Rob. Is it Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary before halftime versus the Giants? Number one. The Browns beat the Chargers on Christmas Eve with a 45-yard field goal as time expires to avoid the Ofer season.
Mm-hmm.
Or Aaron Rodgers' second Hail Mary touchdown versus the Arizona Cardinals?
I don't know. Being Charger fans, we love the Chargers. I don't want to go with that one. It brings back too many bad memories. Aaron Rodgers does it all the time. All the time. I would say,
2 in 2 weeks.
Take your pick. It's ridiculous. Your pick. Honestly, which one's better? Aaron Rodgers has to win.
The one in the Cardinals was ridiculous. I mean, it was Brett Favre-ish, and he would hate hearing that. Yep. But it was. I mean, it was the whirling dervish. He just kind of running away and whirls around and chucks it at the end zone and comes up with a touchdown.
The year before he beat the Lions, too.
How about this one? Weirdest sideline moment of 2016. Tyrod Taylor using mouthwash on the bench. Remember that? The camera's catching him. A guy brought up like a verbalascope and he was rinsing his mouth out. Wait, worried about bad breath on the linebackers or what?
No. What it was.
Wait, that's one. Number two, Cam Newton flossing on the bench. Remember that? I mean, it was like, I can't believe that. Or Odell Beckham Jr. versus a kicking net.
First of all, I don't like Odell Beckham Jr. He's gotten too many nominations. I'm not going to go that
he's
route.
He's out.
Yeah, Cam Newton flossing on the bench. Mm-hmm. The only flossing I like is the underwear floss girls do, not the flossing your teeth. So that's out. Okay, I'm going to have to go Tyrod Taylor. And I think simply what it is because he didn't have the Tostitos to blow into the breathalyser bag. And he had to mask his breath up.
I gotcha.
So take the mouthwash to try to cover up the booze. So Tyrod, you win.
He's doing shots at halftime.
Shots,
bulldozer impersonation by running back. Dolphins, Jay Ajayi, 200-yard games, I think, in a row, wasn't it?
Yep.
Patriots, LeGarrette Blount, number one in touchdowns this year, 18. Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott, 1,630 yards, 300 more than anybody else in second place.
I like LeGarrette Blount. The way he runs over people, you know, through people, not just necessarily around people. Plus, with a last name like that, it reeks of the NFL, doesn't it? Literally.
The final alternative NFL award this morning is the Extra Point Loser Award. For the kicker who missed the most extra points.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tie.
We do.
The Bengals' Mike Nugent and the Seattle Seahawks' Steven Hauschka both missed 6 extra points in 2016.
Well, you back,
so there's
you
your team again.
There's my team again representing, especially that game against Arizona where they both missed field goal opportunities and finish in a 6-6 tie. Wow. Unbelievable.
Good stuff. That's Sports on Tap. Stay tuned for one of the greatest shows on the radio. It's Breakfast with the Beatles. Chris Carter next on KLOS.